It's past 8 o'clock. Barry Chapman has arrived looking very angry today. Barry, what's up?
No, I've got too many clients that are in hot water being left by so-called plumbers. And enough is enough.
You know, this is exactly why we launched that Bolito Connect campaign. And it's not a campaign, really. It's an ongoing. It's a selection of the top six businesses in their particular category across the board. So it's businesses or services. If you're looking for a good plumber, go to Bolito Connect. There you'll find our top six and your top six, because you recommend them. We just check them out for you, and they sign a code of conduct to say that if there's a dispute, we, Life and Style, will get involved to sort it out. Anyway, getting back to your problem. So there are these fly-by-nights around. That's for sure. We know that. Now you're dealing with the problem, the fallout.
So yeah. I mean, you got the fly-by-nights. You also have plumbers, people that have been plumbers for a very long time, but have not specialized in the field of solar water heating.
Oh.
Now, solar thermal is still the most efficient way of heating hot water. That's where you have your hot water geyser, your hot water vessel, and it either thermosiphons water to a solar collector, a panel that the water actually travels through, or it gets pumped up to the solar collector on your roof. Now, there's a very, very specific way that these things need to be piped up. There's a very specific, you know, you need to have heat loops, you need to have non-return valves, your circulation pumps need to be positioned in certain places. And if you are not au fait with the SANS regulations 10106, which is solar water heater installations and maintenance and repairs of it, and have not done the training for it, you're not going to know how these things need to be installed properly and how they work. It really is not just a matter of connecting a bunch of pipes. So we've now been installing a Wi-Fi module onto some of our new clients that are now frustrated with their systems, and we're installing a Wi-Fi module onto the solar geysers to physically get the data to prove to them that the system is not working properly. So app on your phone. You can set the timers on it if you need an element boost. You can put it in holiday mode if you're going away. It gives you a graph of your panel temperature, your water temperature. It tells you when the pump comes on, when the element comes on, all of those things, lovely things. A nice little bit of bunch of information.
So this is just to show that the unit that is installed in the house in question or the property in question is not working properly. It's not been connected properly, and that's why it's not working properly.
So, I mean, we had clients in Sinkwazi, and they have two solar thermal geysers. Their house runs off of solar PV, off solar electricity, so they got somebody to come and install these solar thermal geysers for them. And they were constantly having problems with them. Thing, they were overheating, their element was constantly running when they were spending 10,000 rand a month on electricity with these geysers. And through a bit of investigation...
So they actually work with electricity as well?
Yeah, so you have a backup element in it. So you say you've got a 200 litre water heater and it's got a solar thermal panel on it, it'll heat up during the day. So you get the benefits of maybe two or three showers out of the thing in the evening, but then you need the element just to kick it back in to boost it for the rest of the family to have a bit of hot water. And so what was happening with their system is it was reverse thermosiphoning. So at night, because hot water rises or hot air rises, hot things rise, it would go up to the panel. Because there was no restriction or heat loop or any of those things, would go up to the panel, it would cool down. And then the cold water would drop back down to the geyser. And they would go from a perfectly hot geyser at 4:30 in the afternoon to by 6 o'clock it being cold. And then the element turns on and cranks all that power. And while it's doing its power, it's heating up, it's sending the hot water back
and
up to the panel,
it down.
And it's cooling it down. So the element would run for the whole night because they had no way of timing it or monitoring it or being able to see what was happening with the system.
I wonder how many other people are having the same problem and just frustrated and don't know how to sort it out.
So in the last 3 weeks, we've gone to 15 people's houses that have been incorrect installations.
Wow.
And you think as the homeowner that you're doing the right thing putting a solar geyser in. But if it's not installed correctly, it's going to cost you as the homeowner a large amount of money.
And is there a way of checking? I mean, if you've got an installation that you're not sure about, is there a way of getting it checked to make sure that it is connected properly and doing the job properly?
So the best thing that we like to do is to put a Wi-Fi module onto the unit. So one...
You can't look at it and see that there's a problem.
You can look at the installation and make sure that it's got all the right bits and bobs and the bends and valves and things in the right places. But it is all... You know, you can't pick up if there's a non-return valve that's not opening or closing properly.
Okay.
All right. Whereas this Wi-Fi module that puts in, it gives... First off, it's very user-friendly for the homeowner to be able to do timers. They have a full house of people. They can boost the temperature up. If they go away on holiday, you put it in holiday mode. And what holiday mode does is as the geyser heats up during the day, at night it then circulates the water to cool it down a little bit. So that the next day it's not heating and heating on top of heating. It ends up damaging components. And then the lovely thing about it as well is you come back from holiday, you're sitting at OR Tambo, you can go onto your app and turn your geyser on and make sure it's nice and warm.
If you remember to do it.
By the time you get home. But the joy of the graph, it comes with a nice graph on it. You can see whether the components in the water heating system are working properly. Yeah,
and I think that's pretty much something that one should be aware of whenever you're using technology. It's great to have it, but it needs to be working properly, and you need to have means to check, a simple means to check, and this seems to be the answer when it comes to solar geysers. So if you have a problem or would like to, in fact, explore using the benefits of technology to reduce your electricity consumption, which is going to become more and more an issue going forward, you've got to have a chat with the experts. We recommend our friend Barry Chapman and his organization, and I'm sure that there are others too. You'll find those in Bolito Connect, no doubt. But Barry, I salute your mission on the planet to sort out the problems and to generally make a difference.
No, I'm very passionate about what I do. And at the end of the day, we're here to help our clients and the customer and the public and make sure that they're getting the best that they're paying for.
Mm, and you do it well. Your team does it well. That's a reputation that's proudly earned. It's not just summer because we say so. You've got to check the history, and they are good. So I think that's where we kind of wrap it for today. It's, a week goes by so fast these days. We'll see you in a week's time, but it'll feel like tomorrow.
No, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing.